peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Yo, listen, check my flow, I be spittin'. Gotta get the peanut butter with the jelly. I'ma rap about it even though it's kinda silly. Get your butter knife, then you wave it left to right. When you get your jelly right, you put it together, it makes something really nice. You already know, PB&J all day long. You know it ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of J-E. L-L-Y, and a little bit of P-E-A-N-U-T butter. It was so good, I think I'll have another.
You pooped in the refrigerator? And you ate a whole wheel of cheese?
How'd you do that? It's actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
That's so gross. Is it Will Ferrell?
I don't know who that is. I just found it and...
Seriously?
It was funny.
What were you searching for? Poop in the refrigerator?
Yes. Poop and refrigerator.
That was your search.
You'd be amazed at what you come up with.
I'm frightened, actually.
Tell me about it.
Hey, Joey's on the PB&J show today.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's right. Hello, everybody.
All right.
He's sitting there watching the wave file trying to peek it out.
That's awesome.
So, you're listening to the PB&J show?
You know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking, bud?
We should have cameras.
Really?
Yeah.
What, like to videotape our session?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Mom would want a podcast with us.
Not really, because the people who listen to us can imagine that, you know, that we all look nice.
Yes, we're very glamorous.
That we're not sitting here in our jammies with ponytails on top of our heads.
Everyone's hair is done nice, and
right.
Wearing jewelry. And
yeah, except...
You smell good.
I'm wearing a tuxedo.
Oh, wait, I almost forgot. Happy birthday, all you fathers that are watching
Happy what?
Happy what day?
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's
there you go.
All you dads watching the PB&J show.
Yes.
Excellent.
We have a Father's Day song, Joe. You want to hear it?
Heck yeah.
It's a rap. I want you to... You got a bob with me. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Y'all know what day it is. Father's Day. Thank you, Dad, for being the best dad that I ever had.
The best dad.
I'm so glad you're my father. I'm so glad you're my father.
You. Father.
You. You raised me right. I saved in school, never got in a fight. So this Father's Day, I'm getting you a card. Cause I appreciate you working so hard.
Yeah, Dad, you man of the house. When Mama be screaming, you kill that mouse. You ain't scared, you always prepared. Cruising around the house in your underwear.
Yeah.
So happy Father's Day. You can start it. I call me sick from working that, but hey, it was worth it.
What up?
I may get fired, but that's okay. I know you let me stay with you and Mom any day. I'll live rent free. No, you can relate to me. We're both guys, so we stand up when we be. 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 Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I know sometimes it's hard, especially when you gotta change them diapers.
Oh yeah.
But you do it anyway. That's why today.
Word.
Word. I'm the bird man.
Word.
J.R.A.
Simple change. Simple change. Word.
Word.
Splat.
Who was that? Was that Lil Wayne by any chance? Michael Jackson?
Who was that?
No, it wasn't Michael Jackson. His singing voice is more high-pitched.
It's a YouTube channel called Damn It's Good 808.
Okay.
Which kind of that word?
D-A-M.
Like a beaver dam.
Oh.
D-A-M-I-T-S. G-O-O-D. 808.
Okay. That was a cute song.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Happy Father's Day, Brian.
Thank you. Okay, Joe, you can stop doing that.
What was he doing?
He's just making random noises.
Oh. Well, the kid's got a microphone.
I know.
What's he going to do? Hey, speaking of show-stealing kids...
What?
We We had a really busy weekend. Friday night was Stephanie's graduation party because she graduated high school. Woo, woo! I love that clip, too. So, yeah, it was really a fun party. Everybody worked hard and pulled it together, and it was great. And our host and hostess, Greg and Leslie, they were fabulous.
Yep.
Yeah, they sing some pretty nice songs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to put those on YouTube.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Greg sang the Canada song.
Yes, I love the Canada song, eh?
Man, I wish I had that on here right now.
Well, did you get permission?
No, but I'm sure you won't have a problem with it.
I'm a stickler for permission. You have to ask before you do it.
Fine. Okay, Greg, if you have a problem with it, call right now. Oh, see, nothing.
What? Whatever. Because he might have his own way of promoting his stuff, so you just don't know.
Well, I will give him all credit.
Okay, we can talk about this later.
Okay.
I'd rather...
But anyway, so, like, all day we were sending you to the store. You went to the store, like, 8 times.
I'd rather go to the mall.
We need ice. We need more ice. Can you go get some ice? Oh, yeah. We forgot the vegetable dip.
And maybe some suntan machines?
Really? You want to go get a sun?
I think the sun was out pretty good.
Did you have those chocolate cupcakes that Gary made?
Yes, I had one.
They were the bomb. Did you have a chocolate cupcake?
No. Say, ever since that joke I just did,
uh-huh.
Guess what we?
Oh,
guess what
Joe,
I
they
have?
Didn't. They didn't hear that. That was all.
Oh. Yeah, that was pre-recording sound check material.
That was sound check.
But you'll get to do your joke in just a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were going to talk about when you were videotaping Steffi opening her graduation present.
Yeah.
And so you had the camera rolling.
Yeah, I was. First of all, Steffi does not like to be videotaped. She's very self-conscious.
Well, she's just choosy what goes on the camera.
So.
Because she likes every hair.
I was videotaping, and probably within like 5 seconds of me hitting the record button, this young child, Malachi, how old is he?
I don't know. If I had a guess, I would say 4.
Okay, 4 years old.
You just read my mind.
So cute.
And he chose the path between the camera and Steffi to walk up
and get a wedgie out.
With his butt towards the camera, and it was more than a wedgie. He had something in there. He was trying to get out. He was digging for gold.
He must have had a a number 2 picker.
I don't know.
Well, a number 2 pickaxe.
Yeah, I just know he was getting up on it, and he chose that particular spot, facing the camera, to do it.
Yeah, well, not facing the camera, but that's how you caught the action. So
it was pretty funny.
It was funny.
It was funny. Stinking hilarious.
Stinking
I bet
you
if we sent that to America's Funniest Videos, we would get some airplay on that.
Yeah, if they could blur out faces.
Yeah.
Okay, can you find your joke without hitting the microphone with a book, please? Thank you. So, what else we got? We have a contest going on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was one of Steffi's graduation gifts was the anti-monkey butt powder.
Yeah.
She's like, what is this for? I don't get it.
And then I started pointing at Dad.
Yeah.
So she didn't know what it was, so apparently she doesn't listen to the show.
Well, she might have just missed it because we had so many things we talked about the last one.
Yeah.
So explain your contest.
So, Steffi, listen up. We have a contest. We are giving away a couple packets of anti-monkey butt powder.
We do expect you to call in, my dear.
Yes, Stephanie.
And Javon.
And Mandy.
And Tyler.
And Tyler. So everyone that knows us, you have to call in. Anyway, we're giving away a couple packets of anti-monkey butt powder. And what we want you to do, actually, we upped the ante this
you
time.
Upped the ante?
We upped the ante this time. We are giving away a PB&J Show t-shirt as part of the prize.
Okay.
The coveted PB&J t-shirt.
Right. Right.
So, not everyone can get one of these t-shirts unless you get on the Cafe Press and buy one. So, anyway, they're having a side conversation. So, yes, if you call into our show, and Pam will give you that phone number.
The phone number is 206 376-0234.
Thank you, Vanna.
Oh, you call,
call into that number and give us your most enthusiastic Sprinkle Me Some Monkey Love. And we will be the judges.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get a couple packets of anti-monkey butt powder and a PB&J t-shirt.
A PB&J?
PB&J t-shirt.
Excellent.
So please call in.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
And even if you don't want the monkey butt powder or anti-monkey butt powder, because who wants a monkey butt anyway?
Yeah.
So
socially unacceptable.
Call I would. And say hey.
Joey, you want a monkey butt?
Yeah.
Monkey butts are probably painful.
We should read something, the thing on the back of the packet that kind of explains what it's all about.
Yeah. Maybe next time. Well,
yeah. Next time.
If you go on our Facebook page, there's lots of links to the anti-monkey butt Facebook page.
Okay. There's a butt Facebook page?
Yes.
A monkey butt Facebook.
Yes. And I let them know that we were having this contest, and they messaged back, excellent.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Excellent.
They said,
with other people's stuff.
They said,
excellent!
Cool.
So we have a couple voicemails already for that.
Cool. Very good.
Let's hear them.
This one is from Charlie White. He does the punishments for the Jen Dave show.
Oh my gosh, I love that segment.
He is the pun king.
That is awesome.
So
Radical.
Here's Charlie White.
Hey, Brian, Joey, this is Charlie White from Inglewood, Colorado.
Colorado.
Just calling the show and saying, I really don't want any powder. I have my own way of combating chafing, but I wanted you to know I listen to the podcast and I enjoy it. I got a 10-mile run tomorrow. I'm going to rest up for that now. Talk to you all later. Thanks.
Very cool.
So he
You're
runs
welcome.
10 miles. He needs some anti-monkey butt powder.
Well, yeah, he has his own system, evidently.
Well, maybe running is a system.
I guess if you're going to run, you must have to have a system for
you run
taking care of that.
If running is your system, you must be running naked.
Whatever.
I just got to say. That's acceptable in Colorado.
Yeah, and just like from 70s shows, just get naked,
streaking.
Start running outside, and then... Start yelling, wee-wee, pee-pee.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, Joey, now everybody knows we let you watch the 70s show. That's great.
I know.
We haven't watched that in a long time.
I'm the man of the 70s.
Well, that was cool that Charlie called in. Thanks for the call,
yeah, Charlie.
Oh, hey, there's something that I got from the original show when we were at the hotel.
What?
The 80s called. They want their food back. And here's one more thing that relates to the 70s show. The 70s cult, they want their chair back.
Yeah? Okay,
poof.
I don't remember that. Okay,
years.
So Charlie, if you change your mind and you want a t-shirt, call us back and...
Sprinkle me some monkey love.
Sprinkle me some monkey love.
That's the phrase that pays.
Hold on, Joe. And we got another phone call.
Another one? We are blessed with voicemails today.
This is our next non-entry for the show.
Non-entry.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll play it, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Hey, it's Dave from the Jen and Dave Show and the Jaded Visalian and all parts west of you.
All parts west.
First question. Old Mandy, how do you break your thumb in a handless sport? You must have been playing so wrong. Oh, Mandy, keep your hands in your pockets. It's safer.
Good point.
One more thing. Show me some of that monkey love. Show me some of that monkey love. Show me some of that monkey love. If I am so wonderful and you think I am equally as wonderful or something, and I win, I would like to donate my winnings to second place in care of the Jen and Dave show.
Aww.
Thank you. And keep on rocking. I love your show. I mean, you're like fresh and new and exciting. And, yeah. Take care.
Aww.
Bye.
What a great message.
Okay.
This is very generous.
So
Dave.
First of all, what? First we had, hold on, Joe. First we had a song for Mandy.
I never realized how happy you made me, oh man.
She loves that song too, by the way.
Was that one at her birthday party?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Last time, our last show, we talked about Mandy breaking her thumb playing volleyball.
Playing soccer.
I thought you said volleyball.
I said soccer.
Okay.
Why would Dave Collins say a handless sport if it was volleyball?
Okay.
I don't know.
Why? Because you weren't paying attention, Brian.
I don't pay attention to my show.
Okay, now about that last message.
Yeah?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm touched.
Yeah?
He's touched.
So Dave called in with a song for Mandy, our nephew, our niece.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Rye, do you need to lay down?
My cousin!
Yes, Amanda broke her thumb playing soccer.
Yes.
And I think what happened was another player, and it might have even been a player on her own team, was kind of, I don't want to say in the way, I don't really know exactly what happened, but Amanda's hand made contact with another player's face. And she broke her thumb. So it wasn't actually...
I'm going to tell that to a cop next time I get in a fight.
Or maybe
so,
it went like this. She was probably being the goalie, and she was holding her hand out, and then the ball whammed straight into her finger.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, yes, because goalies can use their hands, but I don't think Mandy plays the goalie position. I just think there was a collision, and her hand got hurt.
Well, I know that.
Other player's face got hurt pretty
well,
bad.
Well, I know that guys can't hit girls,
no.
But other objects, there was passed to hit girls.
Other objects can hit girls?
Yeah, like books. Wham!
No, you're not allowed to hit girls with books. And you're not allowed to throw things to hit
so
girls.
So that was for Mandy from Dave.
Yes.
From the Jen Dave Show.
So what I think should happen now is that Mandy should call in, and then we can play her Barry Mandy Lowe song again.
Yes.
And then she should explain to us what happened on the field that day and tell us how she's working to prevent such injuries from recurring. Because I can tell you, her mom and dad don't really enjoy taking her to the ER every other month.
Yeah.
So, yes. And then she should also say, show me some of that monkey love.
She should.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the show, Dave gave a very enthusiastic, show me some monkey love.
Yes, he did.
He did say, sprinkle me some monkey love, but show me. That's cool.
Yeah.
We'll accept that.
Yeah.
But he also said that if he wins, he goes to second prize.
Well, if you want...
But that was before we put the t-shirt in there. So, if Dave, you want the t-shirt...
Maybe they want the t-shirt.
Just let us know and we'll enter you in the contest.
Well, if he wants us to show him some monkey love, we should order a whole truckload of that anti-monkey butt powder.
Yeah.
You think he's chafing that bad?
Yeah.
Poor Dave.
His house would be completely overloaded with anti-monkey butt powder.
So I haven't played the end of his call yet.
Oh.
We don't know what's going on at the end of this phone call.
Well, let's hear it.
But I think it could be one of two things. We'll play it and then we'll talk about it.
Fresh and new and exciting and, yeah. Take care.
Okay, listen.
Bye.
Okay,
so what are our theories on what's going on right there?
Either is balloon animals going on,
yeah.
Or he's farting.
Well, I love the way you say that. Say it again.
Farting. Now, here's something from the... Well, I'm going to give a spoiler alert on Roderick Rules. They have a sound repeater when they speak into the microphone. And then this one person... Now, if you read the book, then you've seen it. Somebody said, somebody farted. Then if it was Patrick repeating it, he would go like this. Farted.
Okay.
Farted.
Okay, Joe.
Cool.
Farted.
That's enough.
All right.
Farted.
That's enough.
Farted.
Joe's mic's going to get turned off.
This was the one show I didn't want to talk about bodily functions.
It ain't ever going to happen, honey.
I know. This life with boys.
Yep. Oh, thanks, Joe. Wow, that was Joseph.
That was good comedic timing. Hey, do you want to read a joke?
Yes, here's
your
chance to read
a joke. Don't
even
pin that on me,
Mister. Oh, sure. Okay, Mom, I want you to repeat the OWCA Agent P oath.
What?
Make sure you're doing the mic.
Okay. Before
I have everything
training. What are you doing?
I don't know. You were your stall in there, so I had to put something in.
Before we can proceed with your training, you must swear the secret oath of allegiance to the organization without a cool acronym, also known as the OWCA. Please say the following oath out loud. Owa Tagu Siam.
Faster.
Owa Tagu Siam.
Faster.
Owa Tagu Siam.
Ha, ha, ha. Made you say, oh, what a goose I am. Okay, now here's...
No, you got me.
Now here is a good knock-knock joke.
All right, this is the last one.
Bring it.
Oh, he doesn't even know where it is. Okay.
Oh, okay.
In the meantime, here's this.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
All right, you ready, Joe?
Hey, there was cowbell at the baseball game last night.
Yeah.
The West Michigan Whitecaps played the Lake County something-something. And who won?
The Whitecaps.
The Whitecaps won.
Okay, Dad.
All right, go, Joe.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Candace.
Candace who?
Candace be the right address or am I lost again?
Good job.
All right.
I wish I could actually do that sound since I got the drum set and drumsticks.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I know you got some drumsticks to go with your drum set that's not
yes.
set up yet.
Thank you to Sean Sparks.
That was awesome. Very generous.
He gave me a couple drumsticks for Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what
one
was
one is good, but two
again?
Is better.
Huh?
Mr. Sean Sparks.
His first name is Sean?
Yes, sir.
Put that back in there, please. Thank you.
You and Joey's getting ready to do a stand-up routine.
Okay, please don't touch the microphone, Joe. Thank you.
There. Yeah, because Dan worked really hard to get it all situated.
All right, what else we got?
I don't know.
You don't know? All right, so we have two phone calls so far in our contest.
And neither of them want the prize.
Neither of them want the prize. So if you guys want that T-shirt, just give us a call back and let us know.
And then we'll consider you for the...
Yes. So far, Dave's in the lead.
Right.
Because he's the only one that gave us anything.
Right. Well, we'll have to see if Mandy and Stephanie and the guys
call. So you know, family is not eligible to win.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, but it still would be nice
if they... It would be funny. It would be nice.
Participated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially because they want us to talk about them all the time.
I know.
They need to participate in the show.
Right. What else can we say about Steph?
I think we said no about Steph.
Why are you sad?
Joey.
I'm not crying. I'm crying through my eyes.
Oh.
What have you done on your vacation so far, Joe? Summer vacation.
You got to go swimming.
TV.
Video games and TV. Where did you swim the other day?
I will not tell you about that.
Whatever. He swam in Aunt Leslie's pool. How was it? What did you tell Grandma?
It was freaking cold.
It was freaking cold. I think Uncle Greg said it was like 65 degrees in the pool, if that. And the weather outside was in the 80s. So it was a perfect day for a party. A little cold to be in the pool. But it's early in the season. The pool just got open. But it was nice. It was a nice weekend. Good time was had by all.
So, last time we did a show, we tried calling the ramen noodle.
Right.
Should I call and tell them the rest of my doctor story?
Oh, yeah, because we left everybody hanging.
What doctor story?
Well, listen, Dan's going to retell it.
Okay, well, this podcast called The Ramen Noodle
mm-hmm.
was telling doctor stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that I would call and give them one of my stories.
Okay. Are you calling the show now within our show?
Yes.
You know that never works.
I have another way of doing it.
Okay.
It's going to work.
All right.
It's going to work beautifully.
Okay.
Hope you're right about this, old man.
Me too, old man.
I got to get the number in here.
I think it's so funny how Joey calls you old man.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's great. He's kind of old, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, please don't play with the microphone.
He's 42 years old.
Way to give everybody's age. Don't say mine. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't.
Okay.
40 years old.
Are you ready?
29.
Okay, we're calling the Ramen Noodle Podcast.
Okay.
I just got to tell a quick doctor story.
Okay.
No, make it long.
We'll just say hi.
Hi, thank you for calling E. Joseph Design and the Noodle Mix Network of Podcasts. Please leave your message or feedback for the podcast after the tone. Keep your message under 3 minutes, but feel free to mention your own website or podcast if you have one. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Hey, Ramen Noodle, this is Brian, Pam, and Joey from the PB&J Show again.
Hey, Noodle.
What up?
Hey. Last time we called, it was an epic fail, so we're going to call, and I have a little story for you. It's I think you got so much as when I was a kid, I had lots of warts.
And that's where it ended. And
yeah.
It was kind of...
So a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Okay, warts.
Oh, that's great. Brian
had
warts.
Time to meet your maker.
My story goes, when I was a kid, I had lots of warts. And
a long time ago.
A long time ago. Probably about Joey's age. He's
really?
11. Yeah.
11 and a half.
Sorry, yes. So
42-year-old.
My parents took me to the doctor, and they were going to electrocute these warts off of me.
Ugh.
Which is kind of scary for a little kid, you know.
Sure.
And so they put me on a table, started giving me some anesthesia to knock me out, and hooked me up my feet and my hands with electrodes to send a current through my body.
Yikes.
And
oh, I think
so,
I know that.
Was this at the hospital here in town?
Yes, this was at our local hospital.
They probably still use leeches to get rid of diseases and such.
So, as I'm starting to fall asleep, mm-hmm. this man pops his head right in front of mine.
Mm-hmm. You.
And asks me how I'm doing, introduces himself, says, "Hi, I'm Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh,
I will be taking care of you."
I am the monster.
So, just picture yourself a young boy laying on a table with electrodes all over you, and Dr. Frankenstein shows up.
Right.
Tell me you wouldn't freak out a little bit.
Full of anesthesia
yeah.
and vivid imagination.
I would wet my pants.
So, but his name really was Dr. Frankenstein.
Awesome.
Really? What was his first name? Jeff from Newsboys?
He might have been Earl.
Earl Frankenstein.
Earl Frankenstein. I don't know what it was.
Jeff's dad?
Maybe.
Jeff,
oh, the guy, the drummer?
I am your father.
No, it's not the drummer. What does Jeff Frankenstein play in the Newsboys? What does he do?
Keyboards.
Okay. So there are people named Frankenstein, but when you were little, you didn't know that. You
no.
thought he was a monster maker.
Yeah, it's like a fictional story. You know?
Thought you were going to be the next monster?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, okay, Noodle Podcast, this is my story.
Thanks for listening to Brian's work story.
We will now relinquish control of your podcast. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Did we hang up yet?
Yeah. Well, I hung up a long time ago.
Oh, geez. Did they get the whole story?
I hung up right at the beep.
Okay. What?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
For people who have been listening to our show
uh-huh.
while we do this segment in the past,
who know about our epic failure,
the Google Voice always hangs up on us. So what I do is I call the podcast now
uh-huh.
just to get the greeting and the beep,
uh-huh.
and then I hang up.
Uh-huh.
And then we record the show
uh-huh.
or record the call,
uh-huh.
and I cut that out and I email it to them.
Oh, so they can play it like
yeah.
it's a voicemail.
Yeah, and it's a lot clearer than an actual voicemail call would be.
Oh, aren't you clever?
Yep.
Look at you. What was that weasel sound?
That's my Ricky Dicky Tabby.
Weird.
Joey, please don't do that.
Do your Perry the Platypus, Joe. That's excellent. I love that. We've been watching a lot of Phineas and Ferb lately.
Oh, my gosh.
That show cracks me
up. Hey, where's Perry? Fred, it's funny. I know what we're going to do today.
It's very ironic because the whole show is about what kids should be going out and doing during their summer vacation instead of sitting and watching Phineas and Ferb and playing video games.
Right.
And what do the kids do? The kids that watch it, what do they do? They sit around and play video games and watch Phineas and Ferb.
Right.
When they should be out making roller coasters and...
Or giving a monkey a shower.
This isn't Tidal Waves, creating Nanobots and locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here.
Finding a Dodo bird, painting your cat Nano, driving your sister and saying,
Phineas!
As you can see, there's a lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall. Come on, Perry. Still stick with us, because Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, because Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Very good.
Nice.
Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence. Bam!
So that's proof that Joey watches that way too much.
Well, yes, he's memorized
the
whole game show song.
Yeah. Okay, we're looking at 30 minutes here, so.
Excellent.
Thanks for joining us. We need to give out the contact information still.
Hey, I'm all over it. Let's see. Our website is thepbandjshow.wordpress.com. Or you can email us at thepbandjshow@gmail.com. Wait. Can I start over on the email? Because
yes.
I messed it up. Okay. Take two. Whoops. And I lost my earbud. Okay. You could email us at thepbandjshowmail@gmail.com. Or call our voicemail at 206-376-0234.
Oh, and a quick quick hint on some stuff for me. If any kids are listening to this, I will be having a tournament at 302.
Wait.
Whoa. Blocking that out. Don't give her address.
Okay, fine. Oak Park.
Okay.
Charlotte.
We need to talk about this, Joseph.
Okay. So what kind of tournament are you planning?
Beyblade.
A Beyblade tournament in our neighborhood.
Ooh, I love Beyblade.
Joy likes to make plans that are kind of above our reach.
What?
We can try. We can put it out there.
I will need a cameraman to put on YouTube.
How about instead of calling it a tournament, we just call it a Beyblade get-together where you just play. Okay? Because there's not going to be any prizes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there will.
What are you going to give away? All your Nerf guns?
Anti-monkey butt powder?
No. Money.
That's a big inventory.
It'll
count as
Beyblade points.
So, how about we just call it a Beyblade get-together day, where you get together and play. Okay?
Tournament, please.
Okay.
We'll have to talk about it and iron out the details.
I'll be using my Beyblade tournament sheets, so I'll need... only 8 contestants.
Okay.
All right. We'll put a Facebook something out there. And we'll see what we get, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Now remember, 8 bladers.
8 bladers.
8 blades. Get ready. Now remember, it'll be Wednesday.
We're not going to have a date yet. We're going to talk about this.
Okay.
Details to come. Just say details to come.
Details to come.
There
Thank
we go.
You.
With a disgusted sigh. Dad, why don't you let me do what I want to do when I want to do it?
Yeah.
Spend your money.
My birthday's
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
You did not just play that on me. Play something on Mom.
Don't play something on Mom.
Do it.
No.
Hey.
What?
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Thank you.
That's not funny.
Okay, thanks for listening to the PB&J show.
Now play something on yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh! Great Odin's Raven!
Oh, for
peace. That's right.
Say goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
There's something I want to play real quick. Gotta listen close.
Dad. You don't know it right now, but I'm watching you. Watching the things you do. I'm watching the way you treat people. The way you treat me and my mom and my sister. The way you live your life is having a big impact on me. When it's time for me to choose a career and provide for my family, your work ethic will be on my mind. The time you spend with me, even doing simple things, will give me a sense of security. There will be times in my life where I struggle with integrity, and I may be not sure what to do. But I will recall how you stood up for what was right, even if you could have looked the other way. Many of the choices you are making, I will also make. Please don't be afraid to show me your failures, to show me your mistakes. I will learn from them. Dad, are you listening? I'm watching. Watching to see if you really believe what you say about God. I need you to help show me the way. Show me how to live life that isn't safe, but is good. So I'm watching you, Dad, every day. You're teaching me how to live, whether you know it or not.
And jelly,
peanut butter,
and jelly,
peanut butter,
and jelly,
peanut butter,
and jelly.